sports show. Roll mine, sports show. The prime time, let's go. Roll mine, sports show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan Primetime Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome to another episode of Raw Mind Sports. I'm your host, Ryan Jones. Let's talk about this week four extravaganza that we had in the NFL. We're going to talk about the Cowboys and the Saints, Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, the Rams and Ty Gurley. People keep saying that Ty's not doing enough or they're not involving him enough in the offense. Fontez Burfict suspended for another bad hit on an NFL player. Antonio Brown saga. Allen, the new quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, and Daniel Jones for New York. Cowboys and Saints. Before we went into this game, everybody thought that the Cowboys was going to dominate the New Orleans Saints without their leader, Drew Brees. They brought in Teddy Bridgewater, and they played in New Orleans. I'm here to tell you, people, I was kind of disappointed in the offense the Cowboys had, and the defense ended up picking it up for the Saints. The Saints didn't score a touchdown, but they got field goals, and they ended up putting up 12 points, and it was a 12-10 score, which the Cowboys lost. But I'm still trying to figure, like, how the Cowboys can put no points up against the Saints. I don't know if the plays changed or what. The offense looked completely different with Teddy Bridgewater. They're doing more in the screen game, things of that sort. And they couldn't beat the New Orleans Saints without Drew Brees. That defense, and that defense is actually number one in the league at giving up yards from the scrimmage. Yards from the scrimmage. So, I'm going to tell you people, now everybody's sold on the Cowboys going to Super Bowl. Let's hold off right now. I understand everybody has a bad game, but let's wait to week 10. I'm usually the type of guy who wait to week 10 or 11 or 12 to see who I really predict can go to the Super Bowl. So, let's end that conversation. Is Patrick Mahomes the MVP? You got that right. He's the MVP. I thought when Tariq Hill, Kareem Hunt left, I thought those guys were so good they made Patrick Mahomes look good. Let me tell you something, people. Patrick Mahomes, if he stays healthy, he is the real deal. We could possibly looking at a back-to-back MVP season. He went into Detroit, went into the Dome. Things about good players and good teams, they're going to get everybody's best punch no matter who they play. And they still found a way to go into the Dome and beat Detroit. A lot of people say Detroit. That's Detroit. It don't matter. Detroit played one of the best football games I've seen in a while. If this guy is healthy, which I know if the Patriots cannot get to the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm saying it early, even though I just told y'all right now I don't predict it to week 10, if healthy, go to be the team to represent the AFC. No question about it. But they got to deal with that mastermind, Bill Belichick. If they got to deal with him again in the AFC championship, the Patriots will win again because they strategically find ways to beat teams. And one thing I noticed about the Kansas City Chiefs, if you keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, your chances of winning go extremely high. But as of right now, as I speak to you people right now, it's no question. It's a no-brainer. Duh moment. Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the league. But that's just after week four. Let's see what the rest of the season brings. The Rams and Ty Gurley. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this moment, people. The Rams and Ty Gurley. A lot of people, let me break it down to you right now. A lot of people been talking about how the Rams are not getting Ty Gurley involved. But I'm about to give you raw thoughts. I'm looking at it from his perspective, and I'm also looking at it from the coach's perspective. And a lot of people will have biased opinions because, honestly, people, I'm from Tarboro, North Carolina. This is Ty's home. He played football here for 4 years. He's well known in Tarboro. When we say Tarboro now, most people will say Ty Gurley because Ty Gurley's from Tarboro, North Carolina. So on Ty's end, you know, you get a lot of the biased crowd. If Ty does wrong, the crowd will be with him regardless. But every NFL player has that biased crowd. I'm pretty sure Tom Brady, regardless of how many Super Bowls he win, his hometown always supports him. Good or bad, they're going to support him. Aaron Rodgers' hometown, good or bad, going to support him. Patrick Mahomes' hometown going to support him. Larry Fitzgerald, long as he's been in the league, his hometown is probably going to support him. You know, so, you know, that's like the bias in it. I'm looking at it like this. A lot of people say he's not getting a lot of cash. A lot of people say he's not getting a lot of cash. Possibly. But Ty Gurley is still involved in the offense, regardless if he gets a handoff. I guess people are used to the conventional way of just handing Ty the ball and Moran. Ty had 54 yards the other day in receiving yards. So he's catching the football. He may not be getting it from the backfield, but he's getting involved more. I know a lot of people want to say that the quarterback, that they're trying to put the center of attention on the quarterback. But most teams, you know, you go as far as your quarterback go. I'm just being real. You go as far as your quarterback go. And what I'm looking at, and I'm looking at this schedule outside of last week and the next few games, plus the games that they played, those games were manageable. If you saw in the Super Bowl, when Ty wasn't in the game or Ty didn't get involved or however you want to put it, you may say Ty didn't get no touches then. It don't matter. That had to depend on Jared Goff. Jared Goff couldn't do to put 3 points on the board. So as a coach, you're trying to figure out if Ty is not 100% or if Ty not getting all the touches he can get, then you got to have a plan B. You got to see if your quarterback is really ready to win football games with or without Ty. And honestly, when I look at it, I think that's what Sean McVay is doing. He's trying to see right now, early in the season, before playoff time hit, to see how well his quarterback can handle the pressure of being able to get the ball to all of his receivers, not just Ty. These games that they done had already were manageable games for them to win without Ty. Ty didn't have to suit up. I felt like the Rams should have beat each team they played against so far. Even Tampa Bay last week, which was just horrible for the Rams fans. But without Ty, that was games that they should have won without him in the backfield. It didn't matter. So sometimes you got to see what your quarterback can do early in the season. We all know Ty's possibly, you know, they're not saying everything or not possibly have an injury. I know Ty, he has a great heart and he's tough. He ain't giving up. He don't care if his leg broke. He's still going to find a way to be on the field. That's just the dog in him. But honestly, I'm not too mad about Ty not getting enough carries in the first beginning of the season because they need Ty Gurley at Ty Gurley level from week 11 to the playoff time to make another run to the Super Bowl. If they're going to get to the Super Bowl, his carries will go up then. I'm not really too scarce and worried about week 4 and week 5. They got Seattle this week. So, I mean, if he gets some carries, he might get it now because of the way the media has blown it up like he's not involved. But maybe, maybe not. But you need to see what your quarterback can do. You need to see what the rest of your team can do. It's common sense, Sean McVay. He knows what Ty can do. The question is, if Ty get hurt any moment, I'm not saying he will because I'm not saying he will get hurt. But if he does, Sean McVay got to realize he got to look at people as a coach. He can't look at it from just our eyes in Tarboro, North Carolina. They're just Ty Gurley running football. He has to look at it from a overall organizational decision-making type of player, type of thing with his players. He got to do his best for the team. If Ty get hurt, he got to hope Jared Goff can carry them. When I'm looking at who he paid, apparently it's a dumb moment to the sports fans who is the most valuable player to the Rams right now. And honestly, that's Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is getting his contract is 135. Jared Goff is 134. Ty's sitting at, we rounded off to 60 million. So your top player ain't even either one, not even golf or tied. Your most valuable player is Aaron Donald right now. But next on offense, whew, Jared Goff got paid, people. So he better put up a shut up. And people understand when you give this guy $134 million over a certain amount of years, they're expecting something for him. So they need to figure out, and right now I think that's what the Rams are doing, trying to figure out, is he going to be our franchise quarterback? We didn't gave him this money. It's either we're going to have to, man, we didn't make this type of investment. We got to see what he could do. Maybe they could get out of it. I don't even know the contract stipulations, but they need to know now. That's a lot of money to give to a quarterback. So they believe in Jared Goff. And right now, he is the go-to guy. He's the leader. He's the one taking the snaps. We know Todd is the guy. But Todd can't throw the football either. You need Jared Goff to make those throws. When the line gets tight and they bunch the line up, and they looking for Jared Goff to make plays, can he make plays? I just look at it like this, and this is my raw thoughts on this. It's week 3, 4, going on 5, week 5. I feel like Todd's carries are going to go up more and more and more. I just felt like Sean McVay, I mean, you don't underestimate any team, but this is his time to see what his quarterback could do. Again, those games are easily manageable for them to beat teams without Todd Gurley. That's how I feel. I looked at their schedule. Like, those guys, the teams that they played already were manageable when I say that. And we got to understand that he did get involved. He's bringing another piece of his arsenal to him. Todd can catch it out the backfield. Todd can make good plays catching the football. So you can use Todd in multiple areas. He ain't necessarily got to get the ball in the handoff, but he still could be an asset because he can catch the football, people. Ty probably want the ball every down, but Ty's a team player, so I get it. And I get the fans are supposed to speak for Ty, and he knows that. But Ty knows he needs a team if he wants to get to the Super Bowl. And I seriously know that he knows he needs his team. So whatever it is to make the team better, whatever it is to help this team get better, to get past that headache they had in the Super Bowl, Jared Goff, people, was terrible, people. And you need him to be better than what he is. So why not work on his craft now during the season so he can be prepared for those big moments if he gets another shot at the Super Bowl? That's from Sean McVay's standpoint as a coach. And that's what coaches got to look at. They can't just look at one player. They got to look at the overall team and what's going to make to help the team win games. I know it's biased, and some people may not agree with what I'm saying right now. But at the same time, I'm not worried because I feel like Todd going to get – his calves are going to go up and up more and more and more. So basically what I'm saying is relax. Relax, people. Todd is coming, and he's going to get everything that you asked for. No worries. Just relax. Vontaze Burfict suspended for another hit. He made a lot of hits in Cincinnati, and now he's out. They banned him for the year. The guy said that he didn't really feel the hit, but the hit looked devastating, I guess, to the NFL, and they decided to drop the hammer on him. What I've come to learn in the NFL is they're doing anything in their way possible to try to keep the concussion rate down. So anything to the head, this ain't back in the 70s. This NFL right here needs players on the field, and that's what they want. So make a long story short, if you take it there to the head, they're going to take it there to find a way to keep you on the sideline or not suiting up. Just that simple. I wish him the best, but hey, that's the rules in the NFL. Sometimes you can't change momentum of how you hit somebody, but that's what it is. It is what it is. Antonio Brown saga. Recently, we know that Antonio Brown got released from the Patriots for the messages he left a woman. The woman that he was supposedly dealing with, one of his trainers. And he said he didn't say these things, but they actually heard everything he said. Now, Antonio Brown did not think that he was going away or a team was going to put up with that. Do you not know that's the NFL's a business? And they got to protect, these owners got to protect their teams and what they stand for. So you knew that was a no-brainer. He was getting released. I don't know why he didn't think that. You can't be out here doing the things and talking to these people like that. You're a professional. You're an athlete. You make millions of dollars. You make more than the average person in the world. I don't get it with you athletes. What makes you think you're bigger than anything? Because you make a few more millions than the next man. You actually have a chance to have a dream job or the job doing something you love. You love the game of football. This ain't that you just walk up, wake up, and you just say, I just want to play football. No. This is something you make millions of dollars catching the football, going to practice, working out. We got people working in factories, don't even want to go to work. And you got a chance to go out here and live your dream. And all you got to do is be a polite citizen with great morals and ethics. We know situations going to happen because you're a celebrity. You know, you're going to have situations they may, you can control and you can't. But in certain situations, you can. And you got to understand that. You can't be out here. Now you're asking for $40 million that they took money. Man, I wish I could ask for $40 million right away. You had a gift. You was grateful. You had a chance to keep playing the game that you are. And I'm not saying you're not going to get back in the field. You say you don't want to get back, but trust me, them pipes get loaded away. You asked for this $40 million. You probably ready to sign on the team right now. Antonio Brown, out here talking about you don't want that, but you want your $40 million. Shoot, if it's that bad, if it's that easy and good, how about don't ask for the $40 million? Get a chance to do what you want to do. And you out here blowing money. Blowing the American dream. Doing something that you love for your family can live a comfortable life and you can't simply keep yourself away from women. You know you're a target. You know when you become a professional, the stake is high. You get a thin line to walk that most don't have to deal with because they don't have that type of limelight. I just hope you get this situation behind you. Yes, you're a good player, but you may have some people that say you may not be so good of a human being, and that's the difference. So you got to be careful what you want to do if you got a chance to be in the league. You say you don't, you say you do. I don't know what you want to do, Antonio Brown. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you living the American dream, doing something that you love, making millions. You don't have to go ahead and slave in the factory or do whatever. I know everybody has their own way of doing their life. You don't have to do certain things that other people, the average American or the average person has to do. All you got to do is go to the facility, work out, run your routes, catch the football, get touchdowns, and bam! You got millions of dollars going in your check, going into your bank account, excuse me. That type of money, I would want to follow the rules. I would want my family to live in a comfortable environment. But you giving people a way of saying, like, I can just take a chance and they'll come back. Talent is talent. And talent, one thing I know is undefeated for all the time. You may be talented now, but 5-6 years down the road, you may not be the same guy. So you need to appreciate what you get. Save your money. Appreciate what you get. And be prepared to move on after football or be able to hang with your children, teach your children the same things you knew, the same assets that you have, you know, to be able to be a better, if they want to be football players or to be a great human being in the world. I ain't gonna lie, all I could do is just pray for you right now. I don't know if you're being strategic. I don't know if you really is this or you're just being who you are. It is what it is. I don't judge nobody. But I'm just saying, you can't play both sides of the fence. You know the rules. You know what you can't do in the NFL. And now you're over here asking for money. They took money from you. But you out here doing stuff. You had to worry about if you weren't doing stuff you ain't had no business doing. That's just raw. And I'm keeping it raw with you right there. Just raw. Allen right now is playing good for the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton went on his YouTube page talking about you know, he ain't come back to you 100%. We have a lot of fans that don't want Cam to come back, but then you got a lot of fans who do. I don't know. I got to see a few more games before I crown Allen as the guy that needs to be running the Carolina Panthers or another quarterback. I just don't know. Right now, all I know is Cam hurt. Cam needs to come back. If they fire Vera or not, Cam will be back. I just don't see. Cam is not just a football player. He's a brand. You bring in Allen, you know, Cam Newton to get picked up quick, regardless of what anybody say. Cam Newton is a different type of specimen when it comes to football. He's a rare guy, a rare quarterback. Big size, big arm, can make plays when you're 100%. A lot of people say he can't. But all I'm saying is, if he gets released from the Carolina Panthers, don't worry. He will not be sitting at the unemployment line long. Period. Period. And that is that on that. Daniel Jones looking pretty good for the New York Giants. I like Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has created a different morale for the Giants. Janoris Jenkins out here getting one or two picks a game. Went from getting cooked every single game when Eli was there to now he's making plays. He ain't making excuses. The defense look different. The offense like they're getting it done. So I feel, you know, I ain't gonna say this year they're gonna be like that, but I see a big difference, and I feel like the Giants will be coming back sooner than you think, people. The Giants will be coming sooner than you think. Well, people, that's all for my week 4 raw thoughts. Tune in next week when I give you my raw thoughts on week 5. Let's go!